Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Peace and blessings and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. How are you this morning? I actually got out of bed pretty easily and quickly today. I don't know why, but you know what? I'm glad to be here with you. So just sit back, relax. I've got music to play for you and, you know, maybe a thought or two. You know me. I've always got something to say, right? But anyway, I am grateful that you're here with me. And let's see how we can start out this day we call Hump Day with Morning Coffee with Flavor. I'm going to open up with a brand new track by a dear, dear friend of mine out there in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Halon Keith with his new track, Crazy.
Halon. Halon Keith. He's not responding. He's not responding.
It's got me going so crazy, and this is what I get from you. And baby, I don't want another lady. You gotta feel just what I do.
Bright light, shining far beyond
your headlights.
It must have been your wall.
I don't know what this broken man was thinking.
It seems like it's really what he wanna do, yeah.
Locked tight behind these white walls
with no sight.
My mind is drifting off
to an eagle flying far beyond a mountain peak.
This lonely feeling that's in my heart and never sleeps.
Baby, your love has got me going so crazy, and this is what I get from you. And baby, I don't want another lady. You gotta feel just what I do.
Yes, we had it all, just you and me. This journey of love is driving me crazy.
My love, you have taught me to express my feelings. Cause in the morning, girl, breakfast in bed, to celebrate all we had, long days ahead. Cause you got me so caught up, I'm feeling your needs. Yes, and babe, don't wanna be selfish, girl. Just want you to see that you're beautiful in so many ways. I just want oh,
Good morning, and again, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I decided at the last minute, which I do all the time, I'm going to dedicate this particular show to only playing male artists. There's some absolutely amazing talents that come my way. But you know what? The men folk are kind of stepping it up. They're stepping it up. So I'm going to dedicate this show to them today. I opened up the show with Halon Keith and his brand new single, Crazy. Then going into Brian Christopher, who so graciously created that wonderful intro for Morning Coffee with Flava, and his new piece, Alone With You. And then closing out that set with Chris Bitten with Hip Hop Jazz. So I hope you're doing well. You know, it's dark outside. You know, I guess we're into fall, huh? Because, yeah, there's no sunlight yet. And all. But you know what? That's okay, right? That's okay. You know, one of the things I've been thinking a lot about this past week is really, you know, scheduling. You know, and I don't know if you've got a busy schedule and how you make it make sense. I watch people online, and it's really kind of interesting how they've got so much going on. And there was a time that I tried to do that too, where, you know, I had my hands in a whole bunch of things. But the reality of it, I wasn't so effective in all the things that I wanted to do or be a part of. And I had to kind of start stepping back. So I definitely would say, you know what you really, really enjoy being a part of. I think some of us create, what do you call it, you know, a way to continuously stay busy and feel like we're doing things. And, you know, I think maybe I'm just talking as an old lady, huh? I just can't do that anymore. My mind doesn't work where I can focus on so many things or can be all over the place at all kinds of locations and events. I can't do it. So I'm kind of weeding back my own self, trying to just fit into a really nice, smooth schedule, you know, that doesn't stress me out and just makes it work. It was challenging for a bit because I was watching my nephews for a couple of weeks to help my brother-in-law out. That was a challenge. Oh, my goodness, to watch a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and then my daddy, the 91-year-old. It was a little bit of a challenge to make my world work. But he's been able to work out a good situation for himself and the boys, which is good. I do kind of miss them, though. I do. I kind of miss my Hadrian and Armando. So hopefully I'll get to see them sometime soon, but it does make it a little bit easier here around my place. So, you know, are you a busy person? You know, are you somebody just is able to fit into a routine that makes sense for you? I just thought I'd put that out there and just, you know, think about it. It's not like you have to answer me, right? Just think about it. And generally anything that I share has to do with, you know, how I think and feel or something that's going on in my own world. And so, you know, I always talk about taking care of you, right? I've been stressing out a little bit. Well, no, you know what? It's other people that have been stressing me out. But I do have, you know, I do have the capability of choosing how I react, right? And let me tell you, some of the things I haven't reacted so well to, like getting mass text messages in the morning when I'm trying to wake up, that's not a good thing. I don't know how a text message goes out to several people and then they start responding to the person who sent it, and then I guess everybody got their responses. I don't know. I try to stay away from all that mass emailing and mass text messaging because I don't watch it. I don't necessarily read it. I totally get why people do it, though, but I don't. Those are genuinely those communications I skip past. So, I don't know. Is it effective? Maybe for some people it is. So I'm going to jump into more music by male artists. This is a brand new track from a young man that I've been playing on Flava News Radio from the very beginning. I love his music. I love his sound. You know what? But more so than that, I kind of fell in love with the person that he is. his mama raised a good man. She really, really did, because he, you know, I don't know what he was like as a boy, but he's a good, good man and has a strong, strong faith in God and just seems to really kind of maneuver through his life with peace. And I love watching, you know, all the exciting things that are going on with him. But he just released this track this past week, and it's called All This Love by Robert G.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, trying to multitask here, right? Anyway, I apologize. A colleague of mine from D.C. was calling. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm trying to text him back and say, you're calling during my show, and then I didn't even have myself on mute or anything. But anyway, in that particular set, I played The Amazing Talents of Robert G. with his brand new single, All This Love, going into James Cola with his single, Take Me Higher. And then closing out that set with my boy Tunes down there in Georgia with Working Together Works. So, you know, today is going to be about the male artist. And I'm really kind of excited about that because I kind of dig some of these sounds that are coming my way from these amazing, amazing talents. But I hope you're doing well. The sun's starting, well, I'm not going to say sun. The sun is coming up. I don't know if it's going to be a sunny day here or not, but the sun is definitely coming up, and I might have to step outside and see if there's going to be any colors showing through because I don't normally see the sunrise because the side of my house where I usually am or my bedroom is, I get to see beautiful sunsets, but don't necessarily go out there and see what's going on when it comes to, you know, those sunrises. But anyway, I hope you're doing well. It's a great day to be alive, isn't it? I believe in giving thanks always for my blessings. And I think the first blessing to give thanks for is just opening your eyes and taking that very first breath, right? There's so many things I think that we overlook, we take for granted every day. And I know we don't necessarily mean to. I will put that out there. I don't think that, you know, it's necessary that we choose to overlook and just not see and not appreciate. But I think you should stop sometimes. I think we get caught up in the craziness of our worlds and get stressed out, get frustrated, get angry. And I think that if we can take ourselves back to a place where, you know, we recognize and realize that every single day there are blessings in that we can kind of acknowledge that even to ourselves, it can kind of help turn our attitude around. I'm doing much better in when I'm feeling frustrated or stressed out, overwhelmed, I'm being able to step back and take some quiet time for myself. I really enjoy my quiet time. I really, really do. I think there was a point in my life that I kind of liked having busyness around me. But now I kind of like my quiet time. So, you know, I spend time in prayer and meditation, something that just works for me. And, you know, I try. I'm not perfect by no means. I try to, you know, get to a place where I feel a sense of peace, you know, even amidst a storm. So I'm just going to keep on playing some great, great music for you and just sit back and relax, okay? I'm going to go with Gerard Anthony with Meditate in this next set.
I gotta meditate.
Oh, 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 oh.
my own. She in my mind and we never broke up. And I just can't seem to wake up from this nightmare.
Do.
Well, my grandbaby just left to head to school. I'm blessed that she really loves going to school, and she's a great kid. She really is a great kid. I love being a grandma. I do. It's been an amazing experience to watch her grow and just develop and kind of, you know, come into her own person. And she's 5 years old, and I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but she's hearing impaired, and she has hearing aids. And we didn't know, you know, that she had any hearing problems, but, you know, she did have some attention issues and couldn't pronounce words really clear. And so it was diagnosed last year that she has hearing loss. But she's transitioned into this, you know. She's got hot pink purple hearing aids, and she's going to a school where part day she goes to a program for hearing impaired kids. She's learning sign language, so she's teaching us sign language and stuff. And Kimora is absolutely amazing, my creative baby. She's going to be a singer. She's going to play music. She's going to be an actress, dancer, painter. I mean, she just loves it all. So I'm going to take credit for that because she's been raised around creative people since birth. But anyway, so I just had to say that little spiel because when I see her and she heads off to school, it just makes me smile. Even though she's sleepy because she's a night owl. She doesn't like to go to sleep. She fights that. But she always comes home very, very happy from school. But in that last set, I played Gerard Anthony with Meditate, going into Len Walston with You Should Be Here, and then closing out that set with John Hopkins with his piece Enough Said, which is the title track to his CD. Now, I want to play some more music. We've only got about 10 minutes left, so I'll for sure be able to get like two tracks in. So I want to start out this closing act with a talent from right here in the Pacific Northwest. This is Michael Wassman with How Can I Be Down?
Got a smile to pay the bills. You got the will. I just wanna ride. You got style, cinnamon lips, a tall glass of water. Wanna take a sip like a radio hit. I can't get off my mind. You got me running, keep me coming. Yeah, I'm losing my mind. I'm going round and round. Tell me now, how can I be down? Sugar lane, like birthday cake, and I just wanna buy one in a million beautiful foods. God broke the mold, He made you, but I won't do put you in my life. Feeling cold, going round.
that makes me feel how you see. And when we go out with our friends, having a good time, everyone's drawn to your energy. And I'm so thankful that you chose to be with me. That you make me want to be a better man. You've given me everything and so much more by being you. And I want to let you know that to be my queen. You make this whole world make sense to me. You're giving me everything and so much more by being you. And I've got to let you know that you're my pride and joy. You're beautiful. And I shout it to the heavens.
Out today's Morning Coffee with Flavor, I played just Bashari Hassad with Beautiful, and then closing out with Mark Van Clagett and Egyptian Nights. I hope that you've enjoyed the male talents that I played today. They're amazing. They're amazing. I'm glad I dedicated this show to some of the men folk out there. So as I end this show, I encourage you to just look in the mirror and say, you know what, I love you. And then give yourself a big hug. You men folk can do it too. And then go out and share a smile with somebody, somebody that you don't know, and you never know what that might bring into their day. Take care. God bless. We meet every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just to start hump day out, you know, with a little conversation, some thoughts from me, or some great, great music. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. Thank you so much for coming. Bye-bye.